396 Winker. Real estate matters in search of a peaceful way to settle. Okay? When you click on him, he's got 103 followers. That's not too many, but that's okay, you know. You may or may not follow him. Let's see the next one. Anuhasan 17, Real Estate Brokerage Business Plan. 138, not too many. Let's say Mumbai, ads Mumbai. 281 followers, not too many. By the way, I try to avoid following people with no picture because somehow, you know, they're not diligent enough to put on their picture or some picture that I don't think they're really serious about doing, you know, business. Let's see Reese appraisals, okay? Let's be more specific now. Let's type in real estate investing. Maybe we have a better, a bigger people here. Okay, real estate investing. If you type in search.twitter.com, real estate investing, and the first one is short sale blog, real estate investing in 2009 and beyond. Acofield. Not too many followers. Let's do the third one, real estate with his picture, Judd Sonvos. 1,023. Ooh, that's a good one. And I could tell this guy is a professional because he's got his picture there, he's got his email, he's got his phone number, and he's got his short bio on the left as well as on the right. Okay, and you could really tell and target, you know, market, you know, and you could, if you follow him. And if he follows you, so that means somehow through a relationship with him, you can, you know, get access to his followers, okay? Okay, this next one, I've seen this guy. In fact, I'm following him, Tim Owensby. He's the one from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from the top, Tim Owensby. When you click on his name, look at that. He's got 7,523 followers. Okay? I saw him earlier today, and I followed him. I mean, that's a lot of followers. Okay? That's pretty good. So if you're in the real estate investing niche, you can add him. Okay? So that's what I mean about being able to target your Twitter list building. It's very specific. Okay, now, here's what I want you to do as your homework assignment. The first one thing I want you to do is open a niche-specific or keyword-specific Twitter account. What I mean by that is you open a new account, okay? If you want to stick with your old account, that's fine, but it's better to have an account that's niche-specific. And what I mean by that is you want to open an account that is containing keywords or a keyword that's specific to your niche. For example, if you're in internet marketing, you can open an account. Let's say, for example, your name is Joe. You can put, you know, Internet Marketing Joe or Joe Internet Marketing or, I am Joe 79, you know. Now, it could be your real name if you haven't opened your Twitter account yet. But if you already have a personal account with your name on it and you want to open a new niche-specific, keyword-specific Twitter account. Now, if you don't know your niche right now, then just open an account with your name on it. All right? Okay. This would take you, you know, 5 minutes or less. Okay. Now, once you open an account, okay, you will be taken to a page where it'll ask you to invite people from your email list, Google, Yahoo, Hotmail. You know, it will actually allow you to check off the ones you want to invite to follow you. Okay, so that's the second thing I want you to do. Okay, the third thing I want you to do is you post your Twitter link in Facebook, Friendster, Multiply, and other social networking sites. Okay? You invite people to follow you, or at least follow.